PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping a report this hour. NJ Transit commuters returning from the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend were jolted back to reality Monday morning with suspension of service on the Northeast Corridor and North Jersey coastline. Overhead wire damage was to blame, according to Amtrak, which owns and maintains the Northeast Corridor. Service has since resumed on both lines. A costly turnpike expansion project at a few lanes in the area around the Holland Tunnel gets majority support from New Jersey voters in a new FDU poll.
It doesn't matter if you're Republican or a Democrat or young or old, everyone waits the same traffic.
Poll director Dan Cassino says since the pandemic, there's been a huge uptick in the amount of goods being transported from our ports, and that means more congestion on the highways. If ear piercings are on your child's holiday wish list, be aware of New Jersey's newer requirements.
You can't send a teen off with friends or even a grandparent to get their ears pierced in New Jersey. A parent or legal guardian must be present and must show proof of guardianship, such as a birth certificate, school registration, or ID or passport. The state amended its rules in summer 2022 for body art and ear piercing facilities. Officials say it was a safety issue, as piercings are invasive and could cause infection. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Moana 2 is the new holder of the Thanksgiving box office record. The animated sequel made $221 million over the five-day holiday period. It also scored the biggest five-day opening ever. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will it keep getting colder? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have some clouds and a stray flurry early tonight, then clearing and cold. Those will be between 25 and 30. Brisk and chilly tomorrow with a sunny to partly cloudy sky. High temperatures will be around 40. It's going to be pretty cold tomorrow night again under a mainly clear sky. Lows in the 20s to around 30. And by Wednesday, increasingly windy with some sunshine followed by clouds. High temperatures Wednesday running in the lower 40s. And we'll see some rain and snow showers Wednesday night into early Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We have got 29 degrees in Phillipsburg, 32 degrees in Princeton, 35 degrees Cherry Hill. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Acteon Networks. New Jersey 101.5 is just named Acteon Networks, our official surveillance company. We place the safety of our team members in the hands of the experts at Acteon. Visit acteon.net today. You'll discover why. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.